Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, hook five, book it to the end zone, touchdown, Ian Book!
Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and it's free! James
McCleskey,
touchdown,
they take the lead with 3 seconds left! Patterson to the end zone, drives his way!
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. As always, joined by the encyclopedia of college football, that is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you today, my man?
I'm excited, Carver. I always say I'm amped up. I am excited. This is it. We are finally here for the start of the 2021 season. I can rip somebody's face off. That's how excited I am. You remember Face Off with Nick Cage and Travolta? That's me. I'm going to rip somebody's face right off to get us ready for the season.
Joe Lisi getting involved here early on as we get going on college football full circle. We have a lot to do today, Joe. We're going to go over some new FanDuel odds for teams to make the playoffs.
Yes.
The college football playoffs. I found some more zany prop bets at Wynn that we could go over as well. I want to throw your way. We're going to finish up a couple of SEC win totals. Not much in terms of news today. We still get these quarterbacks, though. The news on that stuff continues to trickle out slowly, Joe. I know that you're very invested in the South Florida Bulls this year and your boy Jeff Scott.
Right.
Cade Fortin.
Yep.
Going to be the week one starter. Excited, Joe. Jaren Hall at BYU. Jordan Brookshire at San Diego State. Quarterback news left and right across the country, Joe.
This is great. This is what we have to monitor, actually, is how do these quarterbacks perform week one? Because, you know, the quarterbacks that get named right here, right now, have the confidence of the coaching staff. That can change within a week in college football. We know that. It's a 12-week season for most schools, right? If they don't come out of the gate hitting on all cylinders, there's the potential to replace these players depending upon quarterback depth. Now, Jeff Scott, Cade Fortin did transfer there from North Carolina. I believe in Jeff Scott as a coach, the former offensive coordinator for the Clemson Tigers under Dabo Sweeney. He's a coach that understands the culture. He weeded out the players that fit his program last year and didn't. The team became more competitive as the season progressed last year, played some very close games against the better teams in the conference, Memphis and UCF respectively. They also lost by 1 point to a physical Temple team. So I want to see how this offense looks now, week one. I am very excited. That is an interesting line move. Line opened up at 18.5. They knocked it down to 17.5, and then the sharps jumped back on it back up to 18.5. A lot of Vegas contingency are hot on NC State. I'm not so sure. They overexceeded expectations last year, at least in my opinion. They won 8 games, 414 winning percentage were those opponents last year. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, there's been some line movement, too, on those games we talked about yesterday for the Week 0 games. Like, when we were on, we had that Nebraska line at FanDuel at 6.5. You must have moved the line yourself, Joe. I mean, right here on the show, within an hour, that thing got bumped up to 7.5.
And now it's back down again this morning
to 6.5. So
a
little bit of a roller coaster movement on this Nebraska-Illinois game, which is kind of the game, Joe, on Saturday that probably is the one that most people are, regulars. Maybe people don't follow college football as much as others. They're just looking for their first game to jump into. And when you look at Saturday's Week 0 board, Joe, the Nebraska-Illinois game is the one game where people are like, I've heard of both of those teams. I know, two Big Ten schools. That's the game that's probably going to get most of that roller coaster action.
It really has, and I've had a lot of people reach out to me, a lot of people I respect in the industry. Oh, I like Illinois. Great, that's fine. I'm taking the other side, but that's besides the point. I told you, when you break down these games, I don't let anybody shy me. I respect everybody in this industry, but if I feel like my breakdowns are right, I stick to it. If I'm right, I'm right. I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm usually right more times than I'm wrong, so we'll see how this game plays out. But to your point about this matchup, I watched that press conference with Scott Frost and Trev Alberts in regards to the NCAA investigation, okay, when they came out and said that. Scott Frost was pissed. He was pissed off in terms of that press conference. You can see it. That caught him by surprise. I really believe that. Now, there's two ways this team could respond, right? Carver, they can come out hitting on all cylinders and it's us against the world, or they can implode. Which team do you buy into in terms of that? I know a lot of people are saying Illinois dominated them by 18 last year. You're going to give me 7.5 or 6.5. I'll take it, and they'll just blindly bet it. We'll see what transpires in Champaign Saturday afternoon.
And as I jokingly say that you pumped up the Nebraska line yesterday with how strong you were feeling about the game, I'll jokingly say that I pumped up the San Jose State line against Southern Utah. That was 22.5 yesterday when we did the show. Today it's up to...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
24.5, Joe. We missed the window, baby. We're over a key number now, Joe, at 24.5. We can't have that. All right, listen, college football full circle. We're just getting going here. Mike Carver and Joe Lee, CD, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. Odds to make the playoff on FanDuel have been put up this week. We dive into them next on College Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sirius XM Channel 204. That is Sports Grid Radio. And now, Joe, as I like to tell you every day, you can listen to any episode of College Football Full Circle whenever you want on Apple iTunes. Just type in College Football Full Circle. You can listen to any show. Me and Joe going crazy about any kind of futures we've done over the last few weeks. Just go and type in College Football Full Circle. Subscribe to the show. You get it every day if you miss it. You can't lose, really. You can't.
That's a bet you can't lose, Joe. Exactly. Double trouble with the both of us, right?
Boom.
Bam. Starsky and Hutch. That's it. That's who we are now.
Look,
bam. A little emerald. Boom. How about this?
We start
next week. Fans should know who screwed you this past Saturday.
It's starting. Because I can guarantee you, as even though there's only a couple games on the board on Saturday for week
somebody
zero,
somebody will screw us.
I can guarantee you that on Monday, we are going to have somebody, some way, that screwed us on Saturday. We don't know who it's going to be. I'm hoping it's not Nick Starkle. I'm hoping it's not him. But there's going to be somebody that screwed us on Saturday, and we will talk about that every Monday throughout the college football season. Next week, Joe, is when we're going to start to implement a lot of our weekly features because it starts for real next Thursday. I mean,
exactly.
This is it. It's on. And each week, Joe, we're going to do crazy stuff. I mean, the dumb teaser of the week. You know, we're going to have all sorts of crazy things.
The dumb part. We got to have a parlay of the week.
The crazy parlay of the week.
The prop bets. Carver, we're so crazy about it that the books put up these things for people like us because we're going through them. I don't have enough eyes. It's amazing.
I don't have enough place to put all the slips, all the tickets, Joe. I mean, that's another thing. Like, where are we putting all these tickets? We're putting so many tickets in on these games. Thank God it's all on mobile now. All right, listen. So now that we're closer also, these books are also giving us more and more options, Joe. More and more of these kind of outside-the-box props. Let's start with FanDuel first because they put up this week odds to make the college football playoff for not every team, but the bigger name teams, Joe. They gave you some good odds. So, of course, Alabama, we know, they're minus 310, but maybe you want to play the no side, Joe, at plus 225 if you think Alabama's not going to make the college football playoff. They've got Arizona State plus 1750. They've got Cincinnati plus 2700. Clemson, maybe you want to play the no side, plus 420. Yes, minus 650. How about, let's find one that I know Joe Lisi likes. How about LSU, who Joe Lisi has really been pumping up? They've got LSU, if you want to bet them to make the college football playoff, 23-1, Joe, plus 2,300 for Ed Orgeron and the LSU Tigers. Your thoughts?
And I like them. And the fact that Miles Brennan went down with the arm injury, we're in agreement. That was the best thing for that offense, right? And Max Johnson was the quarterback that led the victory as a 23.5, 25-point underdog against Kyle Trask in November. He followed that up with a dominant effort against Lane Kiffin, a 5-point win over the Ole Miss Rebels, dueled Matt Corral in Death Valley to finish 5-5. He's a battle-tested kid. Played above his years. He was not a freshman last year. He played like a senior. He went into the fire and came out a winner. And that's the biggest thing for me, that quarterback to wide receiver relationship with him and Kayshawn Booty, that is the next big wide receiver in Death Valley. This school used to be DBU, right, with Patrick Peterson and Morris Claiborne, and you can go on and on and on, Honey Badger. Now it's wide receiver U. You have Landry, Beckham, Justin Jefferson, Terrace Marshall. I mean, we could go on and on. DJ Chark. I mean, they put out wide receivers, and Kayshawn Booty is the next great one in Death Valley. And don't forget those running backs, John Henry and Davis Price. I think the running game comes back. This is the team for me in 2021. It starts against UCLA, but I picked them over their win total, and I'm picking them to make the college football playoff this coming season.
That's a hell of a price, too, Joe, at 23-1. You hit that one. Jeez, we're going out for another steak, Joe, if you take care of LSU making the college football playoff. Little vino on the side for Joe Lisi in the December postseason after he hits that bet. Miami, the Hurricanes, Joe, plus 1460 to make the college football playoff. Any play for you there?
Yes, there's two teams, in my opinion, that are going to go to the ACC, right? It's Clemson, and it is the Miami Hurricanes, for me. Now, you can make the argument about some other teams like North Carolina and Sam Howell, and rightfully so. Mac Brown has done a fantastic job.
And they have the same odds as Miami, by the way. North Carolina plus 1460 also to make the college
football. And I'm going to go a little deeper here. I'm going to provide fans a thank you, because when I tell you this, you're going to fall off your chair. All right, so we know why Clemson is the front runner, right? 58-5 straight up in the ACC since 2014. 40-1 straight up at home in Death Valley. Only loss came back since 2016 against Nate Peterman in Pittsburgh. That's why FanDuel has them at minus 900 to win the ACC, right? Okay. But for me, it comes down to which team can compete schedule-wise. Outside of Alabama for Miami, their schedule is very light. I'm down on Michigan State. They play App State, and they have to go on the road later in the year to face Sam Howell and the North Carolina team that abused them in Miami last year, rushing for 554 on the ground. But Carver, Sam Howell loses his top four receivers, two running backs. That, in my opinion, I don't know if they have enough in the tank. That's why I'm buying into De'Ara King and the crew. And I'll just say this right now. You love WinBet, right? You love WinBet. WinBet is giving you, if you want to take the Clemson Tigers on FanDuel, they're a minus 900 shot to win the ACC championship game. You know what WinBet is giving you? Minus 450. Ooh, on wow. Clemson. Minus 4. Look at that discrepancy in terms of the ACC championship odds. So you have to shop around for fans. But for me, I think it's Clemson. I think it's Miami. I'm rolling the dice with De'Ara King to have a breakout year. It starts week one. I like him plus 18.5 over Alabama. He's a dark horse to win the Heisman. I'm already locked and loaded at 25-1.
And look, what you're basically doing here, Joe, is if you think you like Miami to take this bet, you're betting that they're going to beat Clemson in the ACC title game. I mean, that's and you're getting it at a higher number than that week of the game, because the week of the game they're probably going to be what, you know, on the money line. Plus 275, plus 300, you know, something like that to beat Clemson straight up.
Right, because somehow, they're there, right? Already there.
You make this bet with Miami to make the college football playoff, and if they do somehow get to that game with Clemson in early December and the winner's going to make the college football playoff, you got some hedge opportunities there as well, Joe. I mean, if you get to that spot, if you're holding this Miami plus 1460 ticket and they can get you to that game. So there's a lot of ways you can maneuver throughout the season if you're holding a ticket on a Miami or an LSU
right.
to make the college football playoff when you get to championship game time. Anybody else here interest you? Notre Dame's 1360. I'm not involved, Joe. I know they've made it two of the last 3 years. I've given you my thoughts. I don't think this is the same Notre Dame team. A little bit of a transition this year. Can they get to 9 or 10 wins? Sure.
Yes.
But I don't think they're going to be in that discussion
okay.
for making the college football playoff this year.
How about Penn State? I like Penn
okay.
State. I like Penn State.
12-20, huh? Plus 12-20 for Penn State
yep.
to make the
playoff. And I'm on them. I'm on them. Now, it starts week one. Everybody's buying into Graham Mertz in Wisconsin. It's a 12 o'clock kick in Camp Randall. They didn't have fans. Expect, you know, 90,000-plus in Camp Randall. This line opened up at 4.5. It's up to 5.5. I already have it at 4.5 and 5.5 for the Nittany Lions. But I'm going back to, I think James Franklin is a better coach than Paul Chryst. I think their athletes are better at Penn State than they are at Wisconsin. I think the quarterback is better at Penn State than it is with Graham Mertz in Wisconsin. And I believe in that defense. You know, we talk about the elite programs in college football, Clemson, Alabama, and all they do is reload. Well, the last...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese, oceans, and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at Schwabious.com.
5 years for that front seven, and you can go back to the days of Carl Nassib when he led the FBS in sacks. They reload 43 total sacks per year, Carver.
No, they do. You're absolutely right, Joe. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We keep digging through college football futures. It's almost kickoff time, baby. College football full circle rolls on right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, I don't know if there's any others here, Joe, for this FanDuel odds to make playoff. You said you love LSU, Miami, and Penn State. Those seem to be the Joe Lisi favorites. If I had, here's one that I'm going to dabble with, Joe, because we've talked about this team a little bit. How about Utah 23-1?
That's not
get
bad.
Involved with Utah 23-1 to win the Pac-12 and maybe slide
how
in.
How about Washington too? Because we talked about their light schedule, right?
Yeah,
remember
their schedule
we went
is
through
soft.
It. Yeah. They have like everybody in terms of the hard opponents at home.
You just reminded me, Joe, that I have to put that over in on Washington.
Yes.
Because that schedule is so soft.
Well, shop around, Carver, because I think you can get a good price. I'm actually – there's too many apps that we go through, Carver and I, and if you think we just look at one, you're crazy. We're on every single one. I'm looking at Caesars right now to see what the Washington total was. I believe it was 8.5 on FanDuel when we did it last week.
It was. It was 8.5 last week when we did it, and I thought they could get to 9. So, but if you could find an 8, if you find a 7.5 at this point anywhere, you're going to get heavy juice to the over. So I don't mind playing the 8.5 on Washington, as we had discussed. Let me just look if anybody else. Texas A&M plus 920. Nah.
Do we believe in Jimbo?
I can't because, like I said yesterday, I'm in on the over 9.5. Because I think the schedule outside of Alabama and LSU is soft. But I don't think they beat Alabama. And the only way you could bet them here to make this playoff is they have to beat Alabama. And I don't think they're going to do it.
They've lost 8 straight to them by 22.3 points
Jimbo,
per game.
Jimbo
so,
never gets
but Jimbo opened his mouth this offseason. So you know what that means? They'll probably lose by 60.
How about Oklahoma to the no at plus 128? A little plus money on Oklahoma not making the college football playoff. Can they get picked off a couple? You know, the funny thing is they got picked off a couple times last year in the Big 12. It's not impossible.
Right. No, it's not. Impossible. I think Texas provides an opportunity because of Sark and his ability to game plan. And they have playmakers, right? They have Casey Thompson, Bijan Robinson, Joshua Moore. You know, I know this is crazy, but that Oklahoma State game sticks out to me. And we know about Oklahoma's dominance over them. But the fact of Oklahoma moving to the SEC, Gundy just down back-to-back years for the most part, Spencer Sanders he's a junior. As long as he could stay healthy, the schedule lines up for them. Yeah, there is the possibility for Oklahoma to not make it. I mean, they're 8-1, and everybody loves them, but they've shown an ability to lay down, right? Plus, they still have to play Iowa State at the end of the year.
It's very true. I'm leaning to the no, but I'm not going to play that. I'm not going to be anywhere near Oklahoma in terms of making the playoff. So there you go, Joe. You've got odds for a bunch of the big name brand teams that you can get on FanDuel to make or miss the playoffs. Let me now jump over to WinBet, like as we were mentioning earlier. Now, a couple weeks ago, Joe, we went through a few of their zany prop futures, such as the one that me and you are completely locked in on, the six worst teams in college football, Kansas, UConn, ULM, UNLV, Akron, and UMass. So we talked about that bet a few weeks ago. We know where we stand there. They've put up some other interesting props that we could dabble with. Now, we've been talking Heisman Trophy betting. WinBet allows you, Joe, to bet a player to finish in the top three.
I love this.
The player does not have to win the Heisman. He just basically has to be a finalist, finish in the top three of the voting. So Rattler, we've seen anywhere from 6-1 to 8-1 to win it. You could get him to finish in the top three at plus 150. DJU, 3-1. Bryce Young, plus 350. CJ Stroud and JT Daniels and Sam Howell, 5-1. Bijan Robinson, De'Aaron King, Matt Corral, 7-1. By the way, Corral's been getting some heavy steam up these boards, Joe. I saw him go up at FanDuel to 18-1 to win the Heisman. Everybody's loving Corral right now.
I know, everybody.
You've been real high, as you just talked about with Miami, you know, placing a small bet on them to make the college football playoff.
Right.
You've talked about De'Aaron King a lot. You're already locked in on him to win the Heisman. Would you like to double dip over at Wynn and also bet him to finish in the top three, maybe protect yourself a little, and you can get him at 7-1 for that bet?
I do like it, and I'll tell you why. Again, it comes down to that week one game. All eyes on the product, right? So we know about the dominance of Alabama. We know about Nick Saban running the table 13-0. They've won 19 straight week one games by an average margin of victory of 25-plus per game, and right, since dating back to 2001. If De'Aaron King goes and plays well, let's say 300 yards, they cover that number. People are going to start to see De'Aaron King and go, you know what? If he goes 11-1, why won't he be there in the end as one of the best quarterbacks in the country, right? So from a numbers perspective, he has an opportunity to show out. And Miami is that team. We know that they haven't showed out in recent years. They got blown out by Clemson last year. Whenever they step up, like they did back and when they dominated your Notre Dame Fighting Irish in primetime. Remember Miami going to the playoff with Mark Richt, 40-7? And then Kenny Pickett and the crew knocked them off the last game of the regular season. Well, if they come in and they push Alabama to the limit and cover that 18.5-point number, he's already in the conversation. And the other thing is, if you want, well, how can you back it up? Okay, last year Alabama allowed three opponents to throw for over 300 yards. It was Texas A&M in the blowout, it was Matt Corral in Ole Miss, and it was Kyle Trask in the SEC championship game. Alabama didn't cover two of those three games. On the flip side, Miami threw for over 300 three times last year, 3-0, 18.3 points per game, margin of victory. I'll take my chances with De'Aaron King with the points and the shot to finish in the top three for the Heisman.
So last year, Devonta Smith was first, of course, as we know. Trevor Lawrence was second. Mac Jones was third. Those were your top three. Kyle Trask, Najee Harris, and Breece Hall were 4, 5, and 6. See, it kind of feels like when we broke this down and we told everybody, if you want to bet the Heisman, you have to stick to teams that are going to be in the national title hunt. You really can't get involved as much as you want to, and you want to try to be tricky, and you really can't get involved with teams that can't seriously win the national title because they never win. It's only two of like the last 20 years has guys from teams that had nothing to do with the national title picture won the Heisman Trophy. But if you're betting a top three, Joe, I think it could open you up a little bit more to maybe
to some of these other guys, right?
Yeah, like I think that suddenly Bijan Robinson at 7-1 more appealing. Right.
Matt Corral may be more appealing, but he's gone up. His price has gone up way too much.
How about Michael Penix?
Yes. Maybe Penix. Or where's it? How about like the guy who finished sixth last year? How about Breece Hall? I mean, how about him getting involved a little bit here? What do they got his number at for the top?
See, I think
25 to 1, Joe.
Yeah,
25 to 1.
See, I think the problem that I have with Iowa State is that brand recognition. How many media, you know, the media perspective, and he's playing
with Brock
Purdy.
Finished sixth a year ago. Finished sixth.
I think that was I don't want to say a token gift because Iowa State knocked off Oklahoma and they knocked off Oregon.
Got six first place votes. Six. By the way, too many people vote for the Heisman, Joe, just so you know. I mean, way too many people.
I know.
They got to find a better way.
But here's the thing, Carver.
Let's
be honest.
Yeah.
We talked about this in terms of the running backs. Jonathan Taylor finished third. He rushed for 2,000 yards. Breece Hall rushed for 1,557.
And we got guys ahead of him in the running back department. How about this one for top three? How about Brian Robinson Jr. from Alabama at 15 to 1? That could be a sneaky good top three, playing on the best team, right?
You're gonna have your opportunity.
They won't give it to him because he's a running back. Somebody else will probably have a better year, but maybe he slides in at third. That could be a nice 15 to 1 hit back in him.
Brian Robinson, yeah, at 3 to 1. Top three, I agree with that. I mean, we saw Najee Harris. We thought Najee Harris would be there last year. It was too much Devontae Smith in terms of that, but that's a great point. You know, I do feel that we have to get the running back involved at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't just be a quarterback and now it's a wide receiver got the wide receiver and we can go back to status quo now. Well, okay. But at the end of the day, if we're talking skill players, what does a running back have to do? I mean, 2,000 yards, if you're not going to get a sniff of the Heisman, what do you really need to do? Your team needs to be undefeated, or you need to be in a conference championship, and you need to really showcase out. How many players fit that mold?
No, you're right. But that's why I think that this kind of a market, the top three market, is a better way to attack running backs. That this could be the better way because they're not going to – I don't think they're going to win the big prize, but could have got one of these guys finish in the top three. Yeah, I think that could be a better way to go as we continue forward. So an interesting way to also look at the Heisman Trophy betting markets. That's at WinBet. Also at WinBet, how about the highest-ranked Group of Five champion, Joe? This is the team that gets the New Year's Six bid at the end of the year. Last year, of course, it was Cincinnati after their undefeated season. They're the favorites this year again. Plus 110, UCF, plus 800, the Raging Cajuns, 12 to 1, Boise, 15 to 1, Coastal, 15 to 1, App State and Houston.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Toledo, 20-1, gets a little deep after that. I mean, Memphis, Nevada, UAB. This is an interesting one, too, at Wynn. Who's going to be the highest Group of Five champ? We'll get Joe Lisi's thoughts on this bet and more when we come back. College Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. More props, more bets. And Joe, listen, I got some more for week zero for you, too. So do not go anywhere. College Football Full Circle rolls on right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 204. Before the break, Joe, I left you with that win. Highest-ranked Group of Five champion, the New Year's Six bid, of course. Who do you like here? Do you like any? Is it going to be just chalk with Cincinnati here at plus 110? Joe Lisi never likes chalk. He always has to try to find something a little bit further down the line.
I do. That's the way I, you know, chalk is good every now and then, but it doesn't really do a lot for you. So I'm not big on UCF. Well, I'm big on UCF in the sense of I think they can get there. I mean, Dylan Gabriel, Gus Malzahn, that defense. How does that defense turn around with Big Cat Bryan and the crew? I would lean to UCF. Bouncing back in a big way with Gus. I think it is a perfect environment for him. I don't like Cincinnati because I do feel that Indiana game could give them some problems. And I think some of the other teams in the AAC could step up this year. I'm big on Grant Cannell and I'm big on Memphis this year. Ryan Silverfield is a good coach. Sean Dykes, one of the most underrated tight ends. They were picked fifth in the AAC. What are their odds on WynnBET?
For which team, Joe? Sorry.
Memphis.
Memphis, 25-1. 25-1 for Memphis.
They're not bad.
That's a Lisi type bet right there.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Let's not forget, Memphis. All right. They played Penn State 2 years ago on New Year's Day, right, when they had Brady White. So that's the first thing. People have bashed Ryan Silverfield. I like him. I'll tell you what, the one thing that I've noticed about his game is that he makes adjustments. You know, go to the UCF game. They were trailing big. He changed it up. He predicates a physical offensive line. I like that, especially at a Group of Five level where physicality, he likes to ground and pound. To me, that shows that he's a balanced type of offensive mind. I like that. He's a gamer. He's an under-the-radar type of guy. Memphis, to me, is sneaky this year. Keep an eye out for Memphis. I like them, and I would lean Memphis, UCF as my two Group of Five teams. I'm not buying into the Mountain West this year, I don't think, either.
I'm buying into the Sun Belt, Joe, believe it or not. I think that you could tell by the preseason that there's a little bit more respect for these teams this year. Putting the Ragin' Cajuns and Coastal right there in the back of the top 25. App State, a very good team as well. Now, I'm going to play Coastal over the Ragin' Cajuns for one reason, Joe. Coastal's non-conference a little bit easier, and Louisiana could lose that first game to Texas, and that would give them a loss right out of the gate. I think that Coastal can run the table, and they can beat Louisiana in that title game. They could beat App State when they play them, and I think that the American could beat itself up this year. Whereas I think Cincinnati could lose a couple games to Indiana, Notre Dame. UCF could maybe beat Cincinnati. You know, there could just be a lot of back and forth between Memphis and Houston and UCF and Cincinnati, whereas Coastal could maybe have an undefeated year, slide up ahead of those teams, and they get the New Year's Six bid. That's kind of
Totally agree with that. Now here's the other, you know, take of the coin in terms of when you're talking about these group of five, right? In terms of just the actual AP, right? Because you mentioned that they were actually Coastal and Louisiana rounding out the top 25, right? Well, when we talk about the futures, where's Liberty? And you know, that if you're Hugh Freeze and you're the Liberty Flames and you have Malik Willis, one of the most dynamic college quarterbacks, and you knocked off Virginia Tech, an ACC opponent, and you knocked off Syracuse, another ACC opponent, back in their house, both of those games, and then you went to a third ACC opponent in NC State, and you pushed Bailey Hockman and the Wolfpack to the brink of defeat and lost that ball game 15-14 because the Wolfpack kicked a last-second field goal. Where's your bragging rights in terms of that? I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, what a slap to the Liberty Flames and Hugh Freeze, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be in the mix too, Joe, as you know. I guess because they're not technically, aren't they still independent technically? So they can't get that bid, I don't think.
But they're still a group of five.
I think they have to be in one of those conferences. You got to be in one of those conferences to get that bid.
Yes, I get it, but we know all things being equal. I mean, are we going to consider Army and Notre Dame on the same level? Are we going to consider Navy on the same level as Notre Dame? They're both independents. No. We put BYU and we put Notre Dame on equal ground, but we're not going to put UMass on the same ground as Notre Dame or any of those other teams, are we?
No, it's true, and I understand it from that aspect, Joe. There's no doubt. Let me see what else I got here at Wynn. One more for you, and this involves week zero. Who's going to score the most points this week? How about the week zero highest scoring team?
I know where you're going.
UCLA.
You're going Nick Starkel.
Well, they're not an option because they're playing an FCS team. So they're not on the board, believe it or not. So they only giving you the four main games. So UCLA's minus -115. Fresno plus +130 against UConn. UTEP 12-1. Nebraska 15-1. New Mexico State 30-1. Hawaii 50-1. Illinois 50-1. Connecticut 100-1. I'll tell you where I'm going, Joe, and that is out of this group, the Miners, UTEP, 12-1. Score.
I like the over in that game. Now, I know a lot of people will probably say Fresno, right? Laying a 27.5-point number over UConn in the heat out west. How could you not like Fresno? I mean, laying four touchdowns, right?
I've thought about that game a little bit more since yesterday when we were just checking on the line movement, Joe. I'm starting to lean more and more towards laying the lumber with Fresno State.
I'm locked and loaded. I think on UConn. I'm not even gonna watch that game because I'm gonna be aggravated. But I am gonna probably close my eyes and pull the trigger on UConn.
I already see Randy Etzel in the crosshairs for Monday's Who Screwed You the Most this weekend.
Well, I see Randy Etzel
already on the tee for Joe for Monday.
Here's the thing: if your kids aren't up and ready after not playing and being on hiatus for a year and a half, you shouldn't be a head coach. I'm sorry. You shouldn't be a head coach. You should be sucking down a latte or having a pumpkin spice coffee at the local Dunkin' Donuts reading a paper. Yes, and I mean a paper with your reading glasses on, Randy. Because you left that program high and dry after Jordan Todman and the crew got blown out by Oklahoma. You were catching 25, 26 and a half in that ball game you didn't cover. And then you jumped to Maryland, couldn't cut it in the Big Ten. And then you come back to UConn, you didn't even play football last year. So if you can't get this team up week number one on the road in Fresno, I'm going to come down to Stores and we're going to have a conversation.
He ran to College Park after that season.
Oh my God. He's the Hamburglar. He's got the mask on.
And then when they threw him out of College Park, he went running back to Stores. Amazing.
Right?
And they gave him more money.
Hang on. I'll tell you what Randy Edsall did, right? He's the guy, right? He's in a relationship. He goes on Tinder. He goes on Bumble on the sly, right? He gets that date with the model, right? He runs, "I'll be back, honey. I'm just going out to Lowe's to get some paint," right? 46 months later, he comes back. "Honey, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I lost my way. The GPS went down. I didn't know. I had a case of amnesia. I was on the Discovery Channel. Will you take me back?" "Oh, Randy's such a good guy, family man." Right? That's what it's like.
That's exactly unbelievable what it's like. Let me throw you a few more here. We did a few of these back a few weeks ago. Georgia and Ball State to have more wins than Ohio State and San Jose State, the Spartans and Nick Starkel, who were heavily invested.
They're dangling that carrot out there
so
for you.
Ohio State and San Jose State plus 105, Georgia Ball State minus 125. Give me Ohio State and San Jose State, Joe.
You're taking Ohio State and San Jose State, aren't
you? I'm not betting this, though. I'm letting you know because
I'm not betting this either.
I'm on the
Here's
under.
The thing.
I'm on the
Ball
under
State
for
has
San Jose
a
State.
Has a good quarterback in Drew Plitt. I don't buy into JT Daniels. I picked them to have three losses. Yeah, Georgia. I've been a Georgia fan since 1980. You can come and yell at me. You're going to buy into JT Daniels, deer in the headlights 2 years ago, Gatorade Player of the Year in the Coliseum? Please, come on. Let's be honest now. Your schedule is light, but this is a team that has never stepped up in primetime. Georgia, a 23.5-point favorite against Ryan Helinski and the crew in South Carolina. You lost that game. Come on.
Now, I'm going to give you.
Let's be honest.
I'm going to give you a homework assignment for tomorrow. All right, Joe. We need to go through the schedules of these few teams because these are the kind of bets that you know me and you would get involved in. East Carolina and UTSA.
Oh my!
minus 140,
right
against Arkansas and Buffalo, plus 120. Now, on the surface, Joe, you look at this and you go, "I got an SEC team in here." But as
yeah, their schedule's hardest in the SEC.
Exactly. Forever. You got an Arkansas team that's a 4 or 5 win team. So that's
Tops.
where this bet is very, very tricky. Even though it looks great on paper, and here's the other one for you. Fresno State and Georgia State, minus 130 against Tulsa and Eastern Michigan, plus 110.
I like Tulsa and Eastern Michigan.
Four more obscure teams to put into a bet. I mean,
I know.
They really got in the lab.
I wonder how they did that, too.
They got in the lab on this one.
They did. Can you see them under the microscope with the algorithms? All right, give them the two mind-blowing teams that'll just knock them off their socks in terms of research.
There's got to be a connection here. There just has to. There's got these four teams.
The connection has to be that. That, mathematically, they probably have a strength
right.
of schedule.
Yes.
And
where the wins match up. Yeah, the right. wins match up to the point where, you could do it. And we kind of mentioned this other one a few weeks ago, and I'll go back to it because it's still Notre Dame plus 175, just them against UTEP and Western Michigan, minus 200.
I know, but that's so Ellaby is a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback, but I believe that Notre Dame is going to be a 10-win football team this year.
You got to seriously get in the lab for these, Joe. Like, you really got to break. Like, if you're going to play that bet, you got to really.
That's just for kicks. You're not, I mean.
Yeah. No, that's just sucking the Notre Dame backer in. Like, they look at that and they say, Notre Dame plus 175, UTEP and Western Michigan, please. But meanwhile, there's a reason why that side is minus 200. There's a reason for it.
It's crazy.
They could both be 5 or 6 win teams. You never know, UTEP and Western Michigan. They might both win 5 or 6 games.
Hats off to WinBet. They won it this offseason.
They completely got in the lab on some really great props. And I'm sure we'll find they might even put a couple more up by the time we really get going a week from now. I mean, even after the week zeros, they might even get things kicking. What do they still have Nebraska at? They got Nebraska at minus 6.5 also, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Minus 265 on the money line. That shows, that's how they suck you in. With that opening line, 7.5, It's like when we had this Consigliere on. He talked about, you know, they come in week one, Consigliere, right? He gets I like to break his chops. But he said that they come in week, you know, they see the week two line and they bang the opening week line. Same thing with Illinois, though. I mean, you're getting a touchdown and a half to a team, right, that won the game outright by 18 last year.
College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We come back. Week one line of the day, as week zero is almost here. College football full circle rolls on right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, this is the last couple days for the week one line of the day because week one's going to be here. I mean, we've spent weeks and weeks getting ready for week one. Now, this game we definitely have not touched. But you told me on the side that you like something in this game. So therefore, I will put it out there for you today. The Huskies of Northern Illinois heading down to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets, who are laying the hefty 17.5 with a total of 57.5 in this game. What do you got for me, Joe?
Well, it's a tale of two teams. Northern Illinois, I think, is horribly coached by Thomas Hammack. You watched that team last year, undisciplined. They're just headed in the wrong direction. And in my opinion, after Rod Carey went on to Temple in terms of that. So I think when you look at this team right now, Georgia Tech is poised for a breakout year. They have the big three. They have Gibbs, the running back, Malachi Carter. Jeff Sims played as a freshman last year, 13 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. He's a battle-tested kid. They played much better at the end of the year, buying into year number three now with Jeff Collins, a more physical group on the offense and defensive lines, in my opinion, in Georgia Tech. The heat in Atlanta and humidity will wear down the Huskies. This is a light line. Georgia Tech by 40 over Northern Illinois.
Wow! Go for the two, baby! Laying it down! The Yellow Jackets in a rout against the Huskies. I won't be playing it, Joe, but I will be rooting for you. I am not getting involved in Georgia Tech, Northern Illinois, but
I'm high on Georgia Tech this year. Back-to-back 3-7
season. Take it to the bank. take it to the bank. Joe, tremendous stuff. Tomorrow, Joe, we're going to make picks for this weekend's games. I can't wait. I'll see you tomorrow, Joe. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. College football full circle. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.